Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, August 26th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. California has approved regulations that will ban the sale of new gasoline-powered cars and trucks by 2035. The move is aimed at addressing climate change and could speed the nation's transition to electric vehicles. Companies, including General Motors, have signaled their support for the regulations, reflecting the auto industry's rising ambitions for EV sales. However, industry lobbying groups have cautioned that the target remains extremely difficult to achieve. We're exclusively reporting that Tesla supplier Panasonic is in talks to build an additional $4 billion electric vehicle battery plant in the U.S. Sources say the Japanese company is looking at Oklahoma as a location for the facility, though there are no guarantees that a deal will be reached. A spokeswoman for Oklahoma's governor declined to comment. This comes a month after Panasonic said it is planning to build a battery factory in Kansas. T-Mobile and Elon Musk's SpaceX say they plan to use the rocket company's Starlink satellites to provide connections to cell phones, even in remote areas of the U.S. that lack wireless service. Musk says the new satellite service's bandwidth will be limited and that it won't supplant existing ground-based cellular services. T-Mobile and SpaceX say they intend to start with a test of text messaging services in select markets before the end of next year. Markets in Asia ended mostly higher, and European shares fell in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching data on consumer sentiment and household spending, including the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. And Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is scheduled to deliver a speech at the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.